In the lunchtime edition, it's official. Police officers will no longer respond to minor accidents from next month. The policy announced by the Attorney General this morning. A former British soldier sentenced today to 27 years in prison for the attempted murder of Barbadian Tyrell Thompson, who was stabbed in the head while on vacation in the UK. As the DLP gears up for this weekend's annual conference, political strategist Hartley Henry again recommends the party urgently seeks a new leader. And Barack and Michelle Obama electrify U.S. Democrats with convention speeches, but warn of a tight presidential race. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. From next month, the Barbados Police Service will no longer respond to minor non-injury accidents. They say this will free up resources to focus on more serious matters. This was announced during a news briefing at the Judicial Complex at Coleridge Street in Bridgetown that was attended by officials from the police service and the insurance industry. Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, says they will now only be responding to serious and fatal accidents, while insurance companies will handle slight incidents or fender benders.
We had a series of meetings, and we came to the conclusion that it would be beneficial to both sectors that the serious and fatalities continue to be investigated by the police, while the insurance have agreed that the fender benders or the non-injury accidents and the slight injury that they will in fact attend. Finally, after much discussion, we agreed and we settled that and recognized that they would need some training. And they requested that we provide a special training for the response teams of the insurance so that the standard of investigations into the what has happened and the circumstances would remain at a certain level.
He added that police will, however, respond to instances where there are obstructions or violations of the law. Meanwhile, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, said that this will give officers the time to deal with more serious matters, such as those that are gang or gun related.
But in a situation where we are dealing with a deficit in terms of the police, the boots we have on the ground, we need to see how we can more efficiently utilize police resources so that they can spend their time, dedicate their time dealing with the more serious offenses. And immediately, of course, guns and homicides, burglaries, those kinds of things will come to mind. So this is a proposition from the police service that I, as AG, I support. I'm happy to say that the insurance industry supports it.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, a former British soldier, has been sentenced to 27 years for the attempted murder of Barbadian Tyrell Thompson in the UK. Two men, Chrisma Anthony and Jaleel Charles, were both charged with the attempted murder of the 28-year-old Mr. Thompson in the case heard at Reading Crown Court. The attack occurred in the early hours of February the 11th, while Mr. Thompson was on vacation in the United Kingdom. He was enjoying a night out at the bar in Reading when he was stabbed in the head three times, resulting in life-altering injuries. Mr. Thompson's mother, Yvonne Thompson, stated in court that her son had part of his skull removed and had lost the use of his left hand. She added that he has been told he will never work again, leaving him deeply worried about their financial situation. She also shared that Mr. Thompson now requires round-the-clock care, including assistance with dressing and bathing, much like when he was a baby. The stabbing victim was unable to attend the five-day trial due to the severity of his injuries. A neurosurgeon serving as an expert witness testified that Mr. Thompson's injuries were comparable to those sustained in a major stroke. Chrisma Anthony, a 23-year-old former soldier, was found guilty of attempted murder and sentenced to 27 years in prison, while Jaleel Charles was acquitted of all charges. This is The Latest. Member of Parliament for Bridgetown, Corey Lane, advises city residents to make good use of a community center being built at Bay Street. Mr. Lane was speaking during this morning's groundbreaking ceremony for the new facility to be located at the London-born Towers.
I implore, I beg, I ask, I beseech the community to take full advantage, positive advantage, and take good care of this project. Turn out, sign up, and take full participation in the courses being offered. Request the rooms, meet, plan, execute, implement, so that you, your children, and generations to come can go from poverty to prosperity. Make sure that you take care of the building, that it does not have to have windows replaced and paint replaced.
City MP Corey Lane, as the Democratic Labour Party gears up for its annual conference this weekend amidst bitter internal feuding, a key political strategist is again calling for the party to select a new leader, and he suggests some names. Regional political consultant Harley Henry, who has masterminded successful election campaigns for both the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party, believes the DLP has to urgently clean house, including replacing the current political leader, Ralph Thorne, if it's to have any chance of being a viable contender in the next general election.
I believe that they should give themselves about 90 days to go find themselves a leader. Ralph Thorne will not be a workable option. I think just as the two have gone, I don't like how they went, but just as those two have gone, I think a dignified exit also needs to be made by Ralph Thorne. That it raises the question as to who some of the candidates would be. Guy Hewitt has already stepped forward. He wouldn't necessarily be a first choice of mine. I think they have one or two persons there on the ground in Barbados who can be considered. But you're not going to really attract the quality and caliber person you want until there is a vacancy. People do not apply for positions that are filled.
Mr. Henry recommends a change to the DLP's constitution to facilitate the move. Along with Reverend Hewitt, Mr. Henry names the opposition senator Tricia Watson and DLP council member Reverend David Durant as some of the possible candidates for the DLP leadership. Michelle and Barack Obama gave a resounding endorsement of Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention last night, exhorting party supporters across the U.S. to turn out and vote to defeat Donald Trump in November.
For years, Donald Trump did everything in his power to try to make people fear us. See, his limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black. I want to know. Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, our top stories. It's official. Police officers in Barbados will no longer respond to minor accidents from next month. The policy announced by the Attorney General Dale Marshall this morning. A former British soldier sentenced today to 27 years in prison for the attempted murder of Barbadian Terrell Thompson, who was stabbed in the head while on vacation in the UK. As the DLP gears up for this weekend's annual conference, political strategist Harty Henry again recommends the party urgently seeks a new political leader. And Barack and Michelle Obama electrify U.S. Democrats with convention speeches, but warn of a tight presidential race. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Stetson Bab. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.